if it would have already been in place, then we could have worked through this.
We could have delayed what we did now and done this policy. We could have
nothing urgent. Nothing urgent.
Well,
there's no urgency.
Chose to do it in effect violation of these board policies.
Since there wasn't a board policy in place,
could have been.
There wasn't a violation. And if there's no further discussion on this particular issue, is there a motion?
I'll move it with waiver of second reading for first and second reading.
I don't hear a second on that.
I'm sorry, I will second.
To waive second reading?
Yes.
Just approve it's below.
All in favor of...
I just want to make a comment. I won't vote for the second reading. I'd like it to bring it back for second reading. I don't have the same issues that Mike has, but I don't want to vote for it for a bypass the second reading.
Is motion still on the floor?
There's a motion on the floor. Were you just saying what your vote was?
I'm just telling. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All in favor of not having a second reading on this?
And approval.
And approval of this issue.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
I'm opposed to it also.
I'll move to accept this board policy 9071. Censure policy for first reading.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of to accept for first reading BB 9271.1 censure policy and procedures. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I vote no.
It passes 4-1 with Mr. Spence being the no vote on it. Item number 7, selection of an investigator. We were given two names to select from. Is there any?
Yes. Procedurally, how are we going to do this? We're going to discuss the two or what?
Of course you are.
Okay, let me just start. The two names provided by our legal counsel, one has a background of being an HR assistant superintendent. The other one does not come from the education field. The first one currently lives out of state. The second one is local. They both charge about the same per hour, or actually the same per hour. And you have their resumes.
Does anyone have any questions about a particular investigator? Mr. Fuller.
Well, I guess licensing, the one I know is licensed, well, I don't know. It's presented as that person is licensed in the state of California.
Yes.
The other one being out of state, is that person licensed in California, which they can be. They don't have to reside in the state, or do we know?
They're not a licensed investigator. They're a consultant.
Who, Mario Armendariz?
No.
Oh, he's the licensed.
He's licensed.
And she's not.
She's not.
Jennifer Looney.
Mm-mm. She's an educational consultant, and different firms have used her, is my understanding from Mr. Sims.
Well, the one in Arizona be working under the direction of Mr. Sims? Is that?
Yes.
I guess the only thing if they're working in the direction of somebody from the bar, then I understand. Then there's some protection there. It's just, it's nice if they have a license too and have to carry the necessary insurance.
You have a choice.
Yes, I know, but I like the credentials of the one from Arizona.
It's in his resume.
Yes,
I
like the credentials of the person in Arizona.
Well, weren't you a private investigator at one time?
Yes.
So what do you think?
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of the license guarantee.
Or the teacher.
Well, for background, I would say if you're asking. I'm saying the person with the educational background presented that seemed to present the strongest resume. In licensing, there's certain bonding, there's certain insurance requirements, there's certain background that you have to make to get licensed by the state of California. They didn't just answer, give me a license. I had to spend so many years in the investigative background. I had to pass a test. I had to do all these things, as does everybody. So you're protected by a license. And if they misperform, you can go directly to their license or directly to them because they have to carry some form of insurance that's involved with that. However, if they're working under the direction of somebody from an attorney, you can go back to the attorney and say, you know, this wasn't handled correctly. But that's what you're doing. You go to the second step through that. But I like the resume of the person from Arizona.
Any other comments? Ms. Shoemaker?
I prefer Mario Armendariz, just because I understand the resume that Jennifer Looney has includes some educational experience, but I believe that in this case, the investigation techniques are what is going to be necessary here. And maybe the step away from education and the perspective that comes with that is more appropriate in this situation. So I will move that we select Mario Armendariz as the investigator.
I just have a question. Would we have to pay travel for the individual to come from Arizona?
Yes.
In addition to the hourly rate?
Yes.
I will second the Mario, Ms. Shoemaker's motion. All in favor of Mario Armendariz? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
It passes 3-1 with one abstention. That moves us to the information report on the Casey. Ms. Castillo.
Thank you. I'd like to call Mr. Seaman.
Pursuant to the Williams Valenzuela and Casey settlement, we need to report out quarterly any complaints that were filed in regards to that. We have no complaints filed in regards to that settlement in the first quarter.
Any questions about the no complaints? That's great that we have no complaints. That moves us to the end of our agenda. Is there further Board of Education discussion? Mr. Cox.
I want people to understand this very clearly, that number one, the following that I have to say, my wife made me do this, and George Fuller paid me to do this. I've known George for, goodness, almost 20 years, I would imagine, 15, 20 years in that. At first, I think it was an advocate or an opponent in an election, and then ultimately got on the board, and for the last 12 years, we've served on the Board of Education together. I'll share with you I don't know if I've even shared this with you, but I swear to goodness, George is the most difficult person to listen to on the Board of Education. And one day, I think I was president, and Cammie knows how difficult it is to listen, you know, and write and do those things and keep track of what you're doing. And by golly, George spoke, and I tried to listen as carefully as I could, and I couldn't make heads or tails out of what he said. It just made no sense to me. It was just, So I went back into the board when this was back when we had tape machines and that, and listen to the tape. And by golly, he made perfect sense. It was convoluted, it was upside down every which way, up, down, and the other, but by golly, if you got rid of all of that stuff, he made absolute perfect sense. In the 12 years that George has been on the Board of Education, he's gone through a lot, I know personally and professionally, and I've seen him grow as a gentleman. He is a... this isn't on, is it? No, it is. Okay. Anyway, he went back to school. He had left the police department. He went back to school. He had an opportunity, once he got his credential, to go back into the very community that he patrolled, and some of the most difficult education choices that a person could make. He made those choices. He went into those schools. He did what he could do. There again, at the same time, going out and getting his master's degree in special education. In the 12 years that George has been on this board, I will give him the fact that he, as much as any other board member on this board, has fought hard for teachers, for teacher rights, and he has especially fought hard for special education. And by golly, I swear to goodness, he knows more acronyms than I have vocabulary. So, George Fuller, it truly has been a pleasure, and I wish you best of luck.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Further board comment?
If I may.
I want to make sure at our next meeting that we agendize under board organization our representative to the regional occupational program.
Is that a two-year term?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but actually in 2003, a board member asked to have it requested, and we voted on it again. So we do have precedent that we have done that, and in fact, that's been our practice. In 2003, a board member had it agendized for another vote. So I would like that on the agenda, please.
And may I close?
I just wanted to let George know that I know he always put children first. And as a board member, that's what's important. And I know you truly cared about children, and that shows in your choice of education and all the decisions you made. So thank you, George.
Thank you, one and all. I really appreciate it. It's been a good ride. It's been exciting. Education is exciting place to be. I've been in other exciting places, and trust me, this is very exciting over here. I've worked with the children. I've seen what's been capable of coming about in terms of development in this district with the child. We have, how long were you here, Barbara? 50 years or something? I don't remember.
40-some.
Something, a long time. It was here. Actually, Steve, the first time I came across you, I actually had a sign in my front yard. So I was here. Seeing Cynthia come across. Our schools have changed and they've grown. We have a great staff. And again, I want to thank everyone at the board. We've had differences, and we've had good times, and we've been able to function and bring us along. So, again, thank you.
I would like to adjourn the meeting in the memory of Jasmine Starr, Elgin Fritz. And the dates to remember: November 11th, Veterans Day, which we discussed, November 26th and 7th, Thanksgiving holiday will be closed, and December 8th, Board of Education, the reorganization meeting. We are adjourned at 9:25.
I want the central resolution for consideration at our next meeting. Central resolution.